We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's up, everybody? It's myself, Mr. B, and I'm here at the 2017 Balloon Fiesta. We got here on one of the second to the last days, Saturday, but we're still enjoying the view, the balloons. Just getting up early, headed over here, and just enjoying everything that is here. I see a Krispy Kreme balloon, 101.1 Country balloon. The Maze Group Balloon, real estate experts. Just in case anybody's looking in the sky on their way to work this morning, you want to find a real estate expert, right? Got a penguin, two penguins, hashtag fly penguin. There's a male and a female going up in the air. It's a balloon with fruits on it. KISS 95.9 balloon. New Mexico True balloon. Sundance balloon, pink balloon, yellow balloon, blue balloon, green balloon, baby balloon, creamland balloon, black and white balloon, purple, red, green, blue, yellow, orange balloon. Just walking through the crowd and looking at some of these people with their smartphone cameras in the air or DSLR cameras in there, all types of cameras in the air. But one thing that will be really good to have in this situation, in this scenario, in this cool environment, is the GoPro Fusion. It'll be pretty cool to have one right here. So if anybody knows anybody that has a GoPro Fusion here at the 2017 Balloon Fiesta, hit me up.
You with them? Excuse me. Mind if I ask you three questions for my podcast?
No English.
No English?
No English, no English.
All three of you?
Yeah.
You guys don't speak English? English?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Oh, from here. I was wondering if I could just ask you three questions for my podcast.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so it's a different balloon here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your balloon called?
Baby car.
Baby car?
Yeah.
Like baby?
In case you got any questions for the pilots.
Yeah. Can I help you to translate?
Yeah, baby car is the name of the balloon.
Brazil?
So I have to help you translate to Portuguese if you have any.
We ran out, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, Brazil, that's a long way, huh?
São Paulo.
Oh, okay, you guys been here the whole time?
Yeah, we came here at, I think it was the 6th.
The 6th of October, oh, okay.
So Libra is the pilot, he's built a baby carriage.
His name is Eduardo?
Eduardo de Souza.
We ran out, I'm sorry.
But you can call you. So you can ask you anything for him.
Oh, okay. How hard is it to control the balloon?
Libra, ele está perguntando quão difícil é controlar o balão.
Ah, não é difícil controlar o balão.
It's not so tough.
Okay.
É só muita atenção, mas não é muito fácil.
It's a lot of attention. The balloon is too big, so we have to see all the people. Our side.
Yeah.
But it's it's not difficult.
It's not difficult?
No.
Easy?
No, it's easy.
Okay. What's the longest you've been in the air?
Qual o maior tempo que você ficou no ar?
2 horas e meia.
Two hours and a half, sorry.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Eduardo, and you are?
Natasha, nice to meet you.
Natasha, nice to meet you. I'm here from Albuquerque, and I just do a podcast, and I talk to people.
This podcast, I like to announce you. Our balloon has the National Brazilian Championship, Ronaldo Morales.
Oh, okay.
That one. The National Brazilian Champion.
Champion? Oh, okay. And one more question.
Okay.
If anybody were to look you guys up or find you guys or find your balloon, or do you guys have a website or anything?
Ele quer saber se a gente tem website, porque as pessoas estão comentando o nosso balão. Então, alguma coisa que possa procurar, tá na internet.
Blog balonismo.
Or Twitter or Instagram.
At Facebook, we have a blog balonismo. It's a Brazilian page.
Brazilian page?
Yeah, it's blog balonismo. It's balloon, but in Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
We have a... There you all find it. All you think about champion Brazil.
Champion Brazil.
Yeah. Festival, championship, you know, everything.
Okay.
You ran out, I'm sorry.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good...
So that was Eduardo with his balloon, and these guys are from Brazil, came all the way from Brazil, and I'm going to see if later I could hit up their Facebook page. See if I could get some more information on them, or if you guys want to, after you guys hear this, maybe you guys can look them up, see what the, see what kind of balloon they have. But I'll have pictures though. Pictures, pictures. Oh, one more thing, the balloon they have, it's like a baby holding a bottle and a toy puppy on the side. And the bottom of the balloon is, the bottom of the balloon is a, what do you call it, baby carriage, huh? Baby carriage, a pink and purple baby carriage with 4 wheels on it. So that's the balloon that the Brazilian people had right there. Pretty cool.
Right here, this loser right here.
You mind if I ask you a couple of questions for my podcast?
No, that'd be fine.
All right, first thing, where are you guys from?
We're from Las Lunas, New Mexico.
Las Lunas, okay. Because the people I was talking to before this was from Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How nice. That's what's fun about this event. You see people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Once a year.
The second question was from the kids, asking how hard is it to control your balloon?
Well, it's not really hard. It's just, it all comes from confidence and experience. You know, there's lots of training you have to do, but it mostly comes from building your confidence and your skill level on the burners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been flying?
Well, do I get to count today?
Yeah.
33 years.
33 years.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And the listeners from all over the world, but I'm trying to get more listeners from Albuquerque and around the Albuquerque area, or basically New Mexico. So anything you guys want to say to the people here in New Mexico?
Wow, that's a tough one. We love New Mexico. It's a beautiful event. We hope you all enjoy it, and may God bless everybody out there.
Thank you. One last question. Your balloon, do you have a name for your balloon?
Yes, we do. It's the Farmer's Insurance Balloon, but its name is, all these balloons have a name, and this one's nickname is Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. All right, I like that. All right, thanks, guys.
So we're hoping to put it on Cruise Control today and enjoy the flight.
Okay, how long are you going to plan to be up there?
Well, we burned a lot of fuel today because the winds kept changing. So normally an hour and a half, but maybe about an hour today.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Do you mind if I ask a couple of questions for my podcast?
Sure.
Talk to you.
Okay.
Hi.
With the three of us, we might need it.
Hi, excuse me. You mind if I ask
you? You can. He's the pilot.
What?
Oh, he's the pilot.
Pilot?
Yeah. What do you want to know? I can try.
You can try. First question, is it hard to fly?
Only if it's really windy.
Only Is this real windy?
Real windy.
Second question, where are you guys from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. Sounds good. What's your balloon? Do you have a name for your balloon?
Yes, this one is Joey. That one's...
And just about all the balloons are in the air, people. In the air. And after talking with those three pilots, I'm thinking average, maybe the balloons will stay up like an hour to 2.5 hours. I'm just talking an average. So we got an armadillo, got a clown face on a balloon, we got the ladybug, got a prevention, the people that kill the bugs in your house, the Wonder Bread, got a never forget balloon, and I'm assuming that one's from 2011. Also, got the New Mexico balloon, 770 KKOB balloon, the racer by Ultra Magic balloon. That one's a more thinner, skinnier balloon. And we got a POWMIA, You Are Not Forgotten balloon. And that balloon is green with a barbed wire going around the whole balloon. Looks pretty cool. We got a fish in the air. Can you believe that? It's not in the ocean, it's not in the water. We also have a Super Lucky's tail balloon. I can't see the other side of it. I can just see the name of it. But it kind of looks like Tails from Sonic, but I don't know. It might be, maybe. We got the birds, two birds in one balloon. It's like one whole balloon, but half of it is a yellow bird and the other right half of it is a blue bird. It's like a Tweety bird. We got a vampire balloon in the air. We got Smokey the Bear balloon in the air. We got a balloon that's blue with a buffalo head. You know what would be funny if that balloon with the buffalo head went straight for another balloon and hit it? We got a lion balloon. His face is turning toward me. Look him straight in the eyes. Tell him who's boss. And just all types of other balloons, different color balloons, square design balloons, triangle balloons, circle design balloons. A balloon with a happy face on it. The Wells Fargo balloon, United Rentals balloon. A balloon that has stars and stripes on it for the American flag. We've got a Hendrix balloon. I forgot all about this too. There was a balloon on there was supposed to be a balloon that showed on the news the other day. I think it was yesterday. There was supposed to be somebody that was going to stream an Xbox game up in the balloon.
What?
They were going to set like a record. I know for sure they were going to stream a game, but I don't know what game they were going to stream. And they were going to set the record for the longest game streaming in a hot air balloon. And I don't know what balloon it was. I don't know if it's going to be like a... It's from Xbox, though. So I don't know if there's supposed to be an Xbox balloon. I don't know if it already went up yesterday or today or tomorrow. But I know it was on the news just yesterday. So it might have happened Friday. It might have happened now. We didn't even know about it. Or it might happen tomorrow, Sunday. But that's pretty cool, huh? Xbox setting a record in a hot air balloon. How are you doing?
Hi.
Okay. First question, where are you guys from?
Brazil.
Brazil?
I'm from Brazil.
Okay. We met another pilot, or another balloon that was from Brazil as well?
Yes. This year I have only, I think, more nine. I think I have 10 balloons with Brazilian pilots.
Oh, okay.
Because I have other Brazilian balloons with American pilots now.
Okay.
So many. But last year, you have here 15 balloons with Brazilian pilots.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's so now cool. We met two of them.
Hmm?
We met two of them. Two.
Two of them.
Yeah, you and the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
And, now I have nine.
Nine, yeah.
Nine more of me. Yeah. I have 10 balloons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we met two of them, though. We met two of them. Okay. Yeah. Second one, and your balloon is called Black Sheep?
Yes, it's a black sheep.
Black sheep?
The black sheep. I know it looks like cow, but yeah. If you see the details, it's a sheep. Then it's a black sheep.
Okay.
Okay. If you see this part, you don't know English.
Yeah.
It's not look cow, it's look sheep. And this part is look sheep. But I know, look like cow. So many people tell me it's a cow. No, it's a black sheep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the longest you've been in the air?
The regular flight is 1 hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 10 minutes. But this year I flew 1 hour, 40 minutes when I go in this direction of the Santa Ana.
Santa Ana?
I landed in Golf Club Santa Ana.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Uh-huh. Okay, and one more question.
Yes.
Can you name one thing on your balloon that's tech-related? Something that's tech?
Tech,
yeah, like a gadget. I know there's gas, there's fire, there's nothing that you use tech, GPS, do you use anything?
You can fly with nothing.
You can fly with nothing?
It's very nice to fly with nothing. Only, only what you see. But normally you use GPS, altimeter, some people in competitions,
yeah.
In races, use a computer, notebook.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And you can use so many things. For Dow Patrol, you use other equipment too.
Yeah.
But the great fire, use nothing.
Use nothing, huh? Just go in the air and enjoy it.
Yeah, only enjoy it and use your feeling.
Yeah.
I think it's the better flight.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I would think that the greatest tech used here at the Balloon Fiesta, maybe this year, maybe even the past couple of years, I would say the greatest, the most used tech here would be the smartphone. Just because a smartphone, you're able to download apps, use the different apps in different ways that you're, what situation you're in, whether you're in the balloon, in the sky, flying across town, flying across the state, flying across the country. Smartphone has a GPS and apps that you can use. So everybody, also, even the spectators, the guests, the people that come from all over into Albuquerque to the Balloon Fiesta, a smartphone is always used. Texting, phone calls, social media, taking pictures, especially with photography too. These smartphones are getting better with their lens, taking better pictures. But I did see a lot of DSLRs, everybody having their Canons, their Nikons, their Sonys up in the air, pointing to the sky, trying to capture that moment of the balloons, which is a good thing to see in person. You can see all those pictures out there, you can see the videos out there, but as always, nothing beats being in person, checking them out with your own eyes, waking up early, experiencing everything. It just gives you more to talk about. And after talking to the last interviewee from Brazil, he said the greatest experience you could have is just having nothing up in the air with you. Just flying, controlling, and just enjoying the view, enjoying the flight. I guess you could say that about everything down here as well, right? Just put your, I guess at any event, just putting everything away. Just walking around and viewing everything with your own eyes. Walking around, looking around, not worrying about trying to capture that moment, just enjoying everything. So the one thing that probably just mentioning is having a laptop over the air, which means battery life and GPS signal, as well as network, being able to connect to the network. And that one would probably be connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot, or even using your phone as a Wi-Fi. So up in the air, again, using the smartphone, one of the greatest techs used at the Balloon Fiesta. If you guys can think of anything else, let me know. Other than that, I think that's it for 2017 Balloon Fiesta for us. We're going to be ready to head out. And just by looking around also, not really much tech. Like I said, just smartphone cameras. ATM machines, TV screens. I think that's all about it. And just people enjoying everything. So until the next episode, people. Catch you on the next episode. Peace.